Wait, what? Home Depot accused of being woke and threatened with a boycott? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 28th day of March. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, in spite of everything, Wall Street ended the day in the green. Pro-union baristas at Starbucks say they are being forced out. Something may be disappearing from your local Walmart store. We'll tell you about that. Foreclosure rates are once again climbing. We've got the top five states in the nation. Wells Fargo paying your rent and gaining points all at the same time. We've got the Wall Street Report and no return to the office for this company. We'll tell you who that is. For the interview, this weekend there was a March for Peace in Des Moines, Iowa. We were there and we asked a very diverse group of people what they hoped to accomplish. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can find us on Twitter all day, all night, it seems like, anyway. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there has been another Twitter dust-up, this time focusing on Home Depot and an employee handout that's gone viral. Cheapism is reporting that the home improvement giant is under scrutiny after a photo of an employee handout called Leading Practices Unpatching Privilege surfaced on Twitter. The handout details white privilege, class privilege, Christian privilege, and the privilege of being able-bodied and male. One page notes that, quote, if you are confident that the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege. End quote. Well, angry Twitter users took to the app to call for a boycott and suggest Lowe's as a substitute. A Home Depot spokesperson told MarketWatch that the Unpacking Privilege Guide is authentic, but it's actually from Home Depot's Canadian division and was not part of any required company-wide training. And if you take a closer look at the photo, you can see that the word color is spelled with a U, as they do in Canada. The spokesperson added, quote, while we fully support diversity across our company, this material was not created or approved by our corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion department, end quote. Now, while the explanation isn't likely to change the mood of an angry Twitter mob, the chain is, like many companies, still trying to figure out how to navigate the complicated flashpoint issues of diversity and inclusion. As a side note, Home Depot stock was up on the day, gaining $3.55 a share to close at $314.23. So, hey, there is that. You know, even with strained relations, geopolitical events, and the rising cost of everything, the markets had a pretty good day. Wall Street started the day firmly in the red, but as the day wore on, the three major indexes all moved to green and ended the session up. It did take some time for the Dow to get there, but in the final hour of the trade, it did happen. And those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Well, if you're a pro-union barista at Starbucks, your days are numbered? That's the story coming out of Massachusetts. Patch is reporting that baristas at the Starbucks locations in Massachusetts who wish to unionize claim the company is trying to drive them out with cuts in hours, an increase in write-ups, and more pressure from management. Now, despite the claims, Starbucks has denied retaliating against baristas who are working to unionize, which, by the way, would violate federal labor laws, and the National Labor Relations Board has not filed a complaint against any Massachusetts Starbucks location. A total of 11 Starbucks stores have filed for paperwork to form unions in Massachusetts. The state's efforts started in December, shortly after employees in Buffalo, New York, became the first in the country to successfully form a union of their own. Since then, nearly 200 of the approximately 9,000 cafes across the country have moved to unionize. saying that the company is concerned with the health of its workers and customers, Walmart is limiting sales of cigarettes. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that people with knowledge of the subject said that cigarettes will not be available in some select stores. Shoppers in some Walmart locations in California, Florida, Arkansas, and New Mexico are already seeing newly designed layouts with more self-checkout stations that feature grab-and-go foods like candy where employee-led checkouts used to be. Now, the updates, plus the fact the FDA requires an employee of the business to sell cigarettes, and Walmart further requires that employee to be trained in tobacco sales, well, tobacco became really problematic, one person familiar with the situation told the Journal. Some top executives argue that the company shouldn't be morally policing its shoppers by removing cigarettes, yet Walmart recently increased efforts to sell fewer firearms, raising the minimum purchasing age to 21, and discontinued the sale of ammunition for some types of firearms. Most of the cigarettes and tobacco purchased every day in the U.S. are sold at gas stations and convenience stores. A little less than 15% of the total number of purchases took place at Walmart in 2020. That according to the Wall Street Journal. Sam's Club, Walmart's big box retailer, has gradually reduced the number of stores selling tobacco products to around 40 since 2018. Well, according to new data, foreclosure rates are once again climbing. MetaFeed is reporting that the number of U.S. properties with foreclosure filings in February was over 25,800. That's up 129% from February of last year, when foreclosure activity remained low due to the pandemic-related moratorium on foreclosures. It also is worth noting that foreclosure filings increased by over 11% from January to February. This rise follows the roughly 29% increase in foreclosure filings that occurred from December of 2021 to January of 2022. The researchers report that this month-to-month double-digit increase is in line with expectations and will likely continue for at least the next 6 months. So you might be wondering, what are the top states for foreclosures? Well, we're going to tell you. Nevada came in at number 5 with one in every 3,100 homes going into foreclosure. In February, the state had 402 foreclosure filings. South Carolina ranks 4th with one in every 3,000 homes going into foreclosure. In February, the state had 762 foreclosure filings. Coming in 3rd with foreclosures is Ohio. In February, there were over 1,800 filings. Illinois is number 2 with 2,126 homes in foreclosure just this past February. The number 1 state for foreclosures is New Jersey, where one in every 2,500 homes is under foreclosure filings. Well, staying with livability for just a moment, there's a new wrinkle in paying for your rent, and it has to do with Wells Fargo. CBS News is reporting that Wells is partnering with Bilt Rewards on a MasterCard that can be used to make payments on any rental property in the U.S. without incurring transaction fees. Buildings that don't accept credit card or digital payments will be sent a check after the cardholder uses their Bilt app to pay for the rent. Now, Bilt is a loyalty program for renters started last year by a group of large property managers and owners that oversee some 2 million properties. Rent payments using the card would come from a linked bank account. Ted Rossman of CreditCards.com told CBS MoneyWatch that the card is a no-fee card that lets anybody pay their rent without transaction fees, and the card does not have an interest rate. You can carry a balance, but you can't carry a balance on your rent. Users of the Wells Fargo card get 1 point per dollar spent on rent, as well as rewards for other purchases. Points can be redeemed with partners, including airlines and hotel chains, or applied toward a down payment when buying a home with a Fannie Mae or Federal Housing Administration mortgage. Not bad. Well, it was a back-and-forth day on Wall Street, but in the end, the three major indexes ended up in the green. The Dow, although late to the party, ended the session up by 94 points to close at 34,955, while the NASDAQ, which was positive most of the day, added 185 points to close at 14,354. And the S&P 500 picked up 32 points to end the trade at 4575. Tesla jumped by over 8% after the company said it would seek investor approval for a stock split. Meanwhile, the energy sector for the S&P 500 was the worst performing after a lockdown due to a COVID spike in Shanghai. Exxon was down by 2.8%, while Chevron fell by 1.7%. And finally, there is this. We're staying remote. That's what Carly Martinetti, co-founder of Notably, told her employees in a viral post as many companies rolled out their return-to-office plans. Why? Well, she said she was fired from a previous job for not staying late, even though she got her work done on time. Martinetti then said she took on a remote role with a whole different employer and rose to a management position in 2 years. Nobody cared what hours I worked, she wrote. They looked at the quality of my work. Here's what she wrote to her staff, quote, "And now as the co-founder of Notably, I get to extend that same courtesy to my own team members. What does it mean? It means we're staying remote. I don't care how early or how late you work, as long as you're on top of your responsibilities, because I'm running a company, not a daycare center." All right, stay with us and click through for the interview. We, for weeks, have been reporting about the impact of the war in Ukraine that that's had on business. This past weekend, there was a March for Peace in Des Moines, Iowa, and we made the decision to go and ask some questions, and glad we did. Click ahead for that brief conversation with a very diverse group of people.